This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That's just a very quick comment. Rich has been mentioning no one is doing his job. Here's a very simple example. You heard about it in the news just a couple minutes ago. So in Hingham, Massachusetts, there's an Apple store. And if you look at the images on the Internet, that Apple store has a glass front. All glass. From the sidewalk to the roof. All glass. And there is no brick or mortar or block or concrete that prevents a vehicle from driving right through the glass. Well, that's exactly what happened. So someone in an SUV drove on the roadway in the parking lot right through the front of the store, killed one and injured others. Now, that is a perfect example of what Rich is talking about. No one is doing his job. What happened to the building inspector? Who said, well, that's a great idea. Glass front right by the road, right near an intersection. No problem. That's a wonderful idea. Oh, it won't be icy. It doesn't get cold in Massachusetts. We don't have ice on the parking lots. No one's going to slide through or in non-inclement conditions. No one's going to just drive right through the front glass wall and kill anybody. That wouldn't happen. So what about the building inspector or what about the city planners? Who authorized it? Who signed off on it? Everybody should be fired. Rich, back to you.
Yeah. This is what happens. I hear, and pardon my tangent here, folks. I have so much information I'm just not going to get to today. I apologize for that. But, you know, I have this conversation fairly regularly with a lot of folks, you know. A lot of people say, oh, no, look, today's youth don't want to work. Well, think about it. Think about the delegitimization of work in this country, which I've talked about in a lot of detail with thousands of examples. When you give people and you put them in a group and they feel entitled to play the victim group status or the protectionist group status, like a Liz Cheney or a Pelosi's kid, John Kerry's kid, Romney's kid, people who don't earn their job, they get everything through nepotism connections. And you're being told, well, you're not going to, your hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit, standards don't matter. So you can understand how people see the powers that be want to use the World Economic Forum, the UN, to create UBI, MMT, Universal Basic Income, Modern Monetary Theory. I've shared this many times. This is their plan. So they have to delegitimize work and lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Hopefully Vince will let me monologue once in a while here, folks, and I'll go into more detail and specificity regarding that. But it creates more wealth inequality. It takes more wealth from the bottom 93%, in other words, a.k.a. the poor middle class, and gives it to the top 1%. So you think you're doing something for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, but what you're doing is you're setting precedents to give free lunch to the elite. You're enabling and protecting the most corrupt form of companies and government departments in the world.
Rich, let me just ask for a little clarification. Are you saying that in the example that I gave with driving through the front of this glass-walled Apple store, that should never have been permitted, that the lowering of the bars of standards and expectations to get those jobs in those positions, to authorize, approve, evaluate, recommend, and finally stamp the city's approval on them, those jobs could have been given to people who did not qualify for them, and that's how we end up with situations like this? Is that what you could be saying?
That's part of it. It also could be somebody who works at Apple who didn't deserve their job and who's basically got the job through a nepotism connection, or who's not doing proper customer service.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't earn your job, folks, you're not passing on value of services or tangible products. You're not doing it. It's all deception. Okay? When you have a company selling out to the highest bidder and not doing what they say, then you get the psyops coming in. Then you get just look at government, big corporations, education, academia, medicine, the rule of law, social institutions. They're affected with greed and corruption and racketeering. They're psyops. And when you allow the elite to consolidate power, money, and control in front of you, and people can't get a good job, whether it be the driver who went through the window and he's frustrated, or it could be the person that works at Apple and is not doing their job and not giving the proper customer service. It could be so many things. When you allow these people to lead with corruption and manipulation and dishonesty, basically you're resembling unelected and installed corrupt elections and jobs and institutions of things like the old Soviet Union. That's why you always hear me say there's no more experts or official authorities. Look at these articles I'm giving on election fraud. They're gone. There's just people. There's no more credibility in the word official authority or expert. There's no more transparency. These are all fake buzzwords. These people have betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted and dishonored their professions across the board. Judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, you know, big corporations like Apple. Everybody, basically, there's people who aren't even getting by. We have, since the Great Depression, okay, that's what, how many generations ago? Three generations? I'm not doing the math here. Maybe more. We have the highest amount of people in America living paycheck to paycheck. People are frustrated. Look, I'm not a proponent of crashing through windows. That's why when I talked about, look, I have the utmost respect for Alex Jones, but he gave that commercial again about, I think it was Tyler Bennett's JonesTaxRelief.com, American Tax Solutions. Now, the numbers he gave is not the numbers I have. Could I have called in a government operation, but they said Tyler Bennett is the CEO? So I don't know. People aren't doing their jobs, folks. And I'm going to go back to
Rich, yeah, just one comment. I have to be very careful when we talk about things like this on the air. So we're going to give Alex Jones and company the benefit of the doubt. Class, do your own research, please. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I said that disclaimer. Because, you know, when you call a company and they say they're going to get back to you in 2 weeks and they don't, and it's been almost 4 months and they take your money, that's a red flag, okay? So let me go back to election fraud, folks. I apologize for going into all these tangents, and I like giving a lot of details, and I just don't have the time, so I'm going to speed it up here. Back to election fraud, published articles in the public domain. Cameras went dark in Nevada. Ballot counting facility as final results were delayed. Now collapsed FTA crypto slush funds laundered Ukraine donation money to Democrat candidates to help rig midterm elections. And it's not just the Democrats. The name of this article is titled Dirty Mitch Was on the Take. McConnell received $2.5 million in crypto laundromat FTX for his Senate leadership fund. Look, all of Congress should be resigning right now. If anybody believes anything that comes out of Washington, D.C., or the mainstream media, please, again, send me a check. I got bridges to sell. Next article. Arizona Republican voters describe how ballots were not counted. Ballots were tossed in a box. And I think they were referring to that box number 3 that we all read about. And people got turned away and not allowed to vote. I'd love to comment. I don't have the time. I got to rip through this. New Hampshire Democrat wins race by one vote. You can't make this stuff up. Grassroots group releases footage of Maricopa County ballot mules stuffing ballots in Dropbox. There's a video. It's state-sanctioned fraud. Pennsylvania Democrats vote to count stolen ballots from elderly at nursing home. Approve ballot harvesting, 100 ballots at a time. You can't make this stuff up. Researchers in swing states secretly monitored what big tech showed voters. Blatant manipulation. Next, Democrat charged with wide-scale election fraud in Philadelphia. Forgery of signatures. Next, Democrats are curing ballots after the deadline. Next, Barack Obama in 2008. This was censored all over the internet, but if you looked hard, you can find it. Here's a quote from Barack Obama. I tell you, this is a quote, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines, unquote. It's not just on audio, folks, it's on video. So I'm pretty sure it hasn't been photoshopped. Next, 62% of Maricopa precincts had malfunctioning machines, mostly Republican areas. You can't make this stuff up, people. Dozens of boxes filled with ballot dumps in Detroit vote counting center in the middle of the night. Next, 10,000 unexplained votes dropped on Friday morning give Maryland U.S. House seat to a Democrat. Another Democrat miracle. Maggie Hassan wins 1,100 votes from a town with a population of 700. Hello? Hello? Is anybody, is there a judge in this country doing their job? Next, Santa Clara County Register of Voters investigates bag full of ballots found in California mountains. Next, Arizona ballots. Make a stop at Runback Printing Company. You're going to love this. To scan ballots envelopes before they sent to the county and there was no observers. You can't make this up. You just couldn't pull it off. This is, even if I was to write the text, I don't have the creativity to write this stuff. Maricopa County election judge is threatened by supervisors after speaking out about tabulation errors. God. Republican wins Idaho House seat after a computer glitch is corrected. Next. Suspicious ballots arrive way after legal deadline in Detroit. Next, Pennsylvania election official illegally asked Project Veritas journalist to vote Democrat at the polling location. It's on camera. Why is this election certified, people? Oh, my God, you talk about lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for doing your job. America is a joke. Next, ballot box keys left unattended on the top of a Philadelphia ballot box on election night. Video. It's on video. Next, U.S. election software firm CEO arrested for storing data on servers in China. You would think that would be the biggest news in the world. You want to hear the next article? Here we go. You're sitting down. Mike Lindell breaks the news that those charges have been dropped against the election software CEO accused of Chinese collusion. See, evidence, proof, truth, facts, it doesn't matter for these people. It doesn't matter. They're corrupt to the bone. Next. Myriad of problems with election equipment. Voting tabulators in key states raise early suspicions about vote fraud in midterms. Next, unexplained ballot drops in Georgia Senate race likely prevented Herschel Walker from winning race outright. Drop and roll was the cause. And I talked about drop and roll earlier with his basically unexplained chain of custody drop and exact ratio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. I'm deleting articles over the breaks, folks, because I have just too much to do. I'm going to finish up here on election fraud. Well, that's odd, is the title of this article. Election map of New York appears to show exact same vote counts for all red counties. Look, not making this stuff up. I do my best to vet for authenticity. Published articles in the public domain. Next, Arizona election expert says Maricopa County is underreporting ballot count. Maricopa County is like a third world banana republic. They are corrupt to the bone. Oh my gosh. Next, 13 minutes of never before seen footage of ballot trafficking in Detroit, Michigan. I wish I had time. I could talk about all these for an hour. Thousands of what appears to be absentee ballots are loaded into a minivan with Indiana plates at a Detroit satellite office. Next, Democrats are running as Republicans to get into office. They call it, they got a name for it. They call it the secret sleepers. Can't make this up, folks. Pennsylvania judge rules voter drop boxes should not be monitored. Are you kidding me? So let's say I was playing in a live poker game. Pardon me. I just can't not go into a tangent here. If I was playing in a live poker game and I got a judge to say, oh, it's okay. Rich is allowed to come in with several cards up his out whenever he wants. Think about that. That's exactly what that means. Next, Ben Armstrong warns people who lied about COVID-19 vaccines are the same ones delivering election results. Folks, I'm going to use this as a bridge because of time. That's exactly right. They're all the same people. And it's pretty doggone scary. Before I go into some articles on healthcare, I want to make a little announcement. It's called TW.C Health, the wellness company. Dr. Peter McCullough is involved in this. And I have a phone number for you, 800-758-1584. So basically, I believe the website is onlinehealthnow.com. That's onlinehealthnow.com. Again, number 800-758-1584. So if you don't trust the healthcare system anymore, which I don't think many people do, you have an opportunity to go elsewhere. Okay, I'm gonna go try to rapid fire here. It's really hard to do. It's almost impossible to do, but I'm gonna try. This is basically an article regarding a Twitter post, and basically the FDA is saying, in court, we never told anyone not to take ivermectin. These people can lie because the judges are bought and paid for, blackmailed, or threatened. Okay? And I'm looking at FDA.gov, why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. And they're literally telling you to your face in court that they're not telling people to take ivermectin for COVID-19, that it was just a recommendation. Unbelievable, folks. If you believe anything, the FDA, the NIH, the CDC, the World Health Organization, first of all, they're not laws. They're not laws. All they say is like recommendations. They're not laws. Our lawmakers make, our legislatures and Congress make the laws. You've been duped. You've been coerced. You've been pressured. You've been conned. You've been played. Here's basically another Twitter clip. It was an interview with Dr., and pardon my pronunciation, Bacotti in April of 2021. And the powers that be, including Twitter, literally censored this whole platform. And he was basically saying, I think that vaccines are killing people. Just think how many lives that would have saved if that went out to the people. Okay, I'm going to keep moving on here. I'm going to keep moving fast. I'm going to keep in context, hopefully. This is very disturbing. The Lancet, and we've talked about them before, and how they've basically downplayed, like, hydroxychloroquine. I think it was them. I'm going to say I think. But they openly called for UN-run mandatory vaccination program. This is how desperate they are. NBC News now admits COVID vaccines may be linked to myocarditis after years of claiming it was misinformation. Folks, the independent media has been telling you this for 2 years.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's been more than a week since 4 University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide have said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
One of the country's largest railroad unions says that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and moving closer to a strike as soon as early December. Union leaders said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. 4 out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposed contract. 8 have ratified the deal. Monday Night Football last night in Mexico City, San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Even, back to you.
I thank you, sir. All right, folks. Next article regarding health care. University of California announces flu vaccine mandate for all campuses. Look, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Frontline Doctors and many more has made it very clear, don't. Do we know what kind of technology? Do they have mRNA, spike protein? In other words, what Karen Kingston calls AI bioweapon? Is that technology here? You know, there's so much information, folks, that we need to, I got so much information here. But Karen, I'm going to give you a little homework here, folks. Go to usawatchdog.com. Okay, it's Greg Hunter's venue, and look at an October 25th interview with Karen Kingston. She's a hero. Karen Kingston is a national treasure. Okay, I've said this before. She has the evidence, and I'm paraphrasing everything here, about lipid nanoparticle technology hijacking the human genome. Basically, when she talks about nanoparticles, she includes graphene oxide. She has the patents. She has the receipts. She has the proof in her Substack. She calls it a bioweapon that's part biological and part technological. And she talks about the dangers of 5G and fiber optic networks that activates this technology, this AI, artificial intelligent technology. This is very scary, folks. I hope you're paying attention. Frequencies activate this quantum dot technology that she talks about in more specificity and detail that targets the brain, the heart, the lungs. And I've given many articles that shows about how the spike proteins go into all the organs, especially the brain and the heart. And it's even activated by LED lights. And she says one of the, without a doubt, the only solution is to take down 5G and fiber optics everywhere. All COVID technology should be banned. No more funding, no more testing. She makes this very clear. This is an AI bio weapon. She says that the SARS-CoV-2 it's all BS. It's an AI bio weapon. And remember all the articles that we've given about how COVID has never been isolated? And Vince, maybe you even told me about this years ago, a two-year miniseries called Jeremiah. And
I did.
Okay. And there's a character, an actor in there, that is basically about the big death, this virus. And there's one actor in there, I remember his name was Ezekiel, and it's not too hard to quote, but he says the vaccine is the virus. Sometimes Hollywood likes to tell us what's happening. And there's another really great documentary just put out by Stu Peters, and it's titled Died Suddenly. It's a world premiere on the Stu Peters Network on his website right now. And, you know, I recommend people, you got to do your reading and research. And, you know, a lot of physicians, a lot of researchers, a lot of scientists are recommending ivermectin and chlorine dioxide. And you know what? Even if you think, you know, it won't help you, think about the shedding that you're giving to other people that's making them get sick or die. So that's the way. And this is why they're so transgender positive. It's about transhumanism. Think about what I've said. Think about all the articles we've given about metal technology and nanocircuits. And I'm going to give some of those coming up here. But transhumanism is designed to manipulate consciousness, your memory, your central nervous system. Hence the term nanotechnology and 5G combinations. This is genocide. This is eugenics. And it's for control and dumbing down of the population. At best, your kids are going to be slaves in this new world. They're going to be cannon fodder. And you've heard me talk many times about robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. And you got to pay attention. They really tell you what's happening. They tell you about the psyops if you listen. Listen to the commercials. For example, I live close to Canada, so I can hear Canadian commercials. They're saying, and I'm paraphrasing this, that there's more workplace violence in healthcare, so they need to hire security agents. Let me dissect and translate and decode that for you. What they're saying is people are waking up to being murdered, and they are putting in more security in healthcare. It's not more violence. It's that people are waking up to the fact that they've been poisoned. I can't say it any more bluntly than that, folks. That's why there's so transhumanism pushing, all this transgender, and that's what it is. It's not just power, money, and control. It's not just depopulation. It's not just destroying, you know, having babies. Okay, I have to have context. I have to go into tangents. I apologize. Next article. If I said this, it's worth saying again. This is a bombshell interview with Eric Dowd on brightdeon.com. He says, please, check it out. This is with Mike Adams. Mike Adams is one of the smartest people in the world, okay? He says, Edward Dowd, he's a data guy. He's a numbers guy. He's a research guy. He says 2,400 Americans are dying each day from COVID vaccines. 2,400. People, I don't know whether to scream, cry, or I don't know what to do. I'm trying to give information. So people, there's going to be another major push by the powers that be using mass formation psychosis, using MK Ultra, which is mind control. We've talked, you know, it's a Nazi program used by DARPA and the NIH. We've talked about all this. They use frequencies. They use electromagnetic radiation. It's about tracking, tracing, hacking humans, gene editing. We don't make this stuff up. That's why I use published articles in the public domain. If people were doing their job at every level, this wouldn't be happening. But they sold out. They found people who sold out. They psychologically profiled people who are willing to sell out for money. Next, Canadian government preparing to euthanize children without parental consent. I hope you're listening, people. 3 months before COVID appeared, the DOD issued COVID-19 research contract to a Ukrainian company. Look at all the articles we've given. And when I say we, not just us, but the alternative media, the new media, the independent media, whatever you want to call what we do. We've given articles on bioweapons from Ukraine, money laundering from Ukraine, baby factories from Ukraine with baby parts selling. We've given, not my personal opinion, this is why, again, I use published articles in the public domain. I can't say that enough. Next, safe and effective. Remember that term? Myocarditis in kids under 18, the cases are up by over 100 times in Canada. I would love to get into more detail. I don't have the time. That just what I told you should make you fall off your chair. Pfizer director admits vaccines was never tested on preventing transmission during EU hearing, contrary to the previously advertised so-called, as they called it, fact. EU countries with highest vaccination rates also have the highest excess mortality rates. Do you know how many of those articles we've given? CNN scrambling to cover COVID vaccine-induced deaths across the world. Next, Merit Medical Hour, and this is Dr. Lee Merritt. She is an awesome, awesome American, extremely intelligent. You always hear me talk about people who should be judged by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, willingness to help others, and especially the PIC effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And we define courage as the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. Dr. Lee Merritt is a 10 on all these categories. Next, Florida Surgeon General warns mRNA vaccines are killing men, especially military-aged men. I think I talked about that right before I left for the bush. Next, Maria Z. This is she was doing an interview with Dr. Reiner Fulrich. Injected people are behaving as though they've been lobotomized. We are given so much information, people, so much on cognitive impairment. It's not just brain aneurysms and heart attacks and lung embolisms and blood clots, which they're not even calling blood clots anymore. It's basically organs being starved of oxygen. And the brain and the heart are the two main organs, and we've given tons of these articles. Remember, when I give articles on medical stuff, it's by physicians, researchers, and scientists. The mainstream media are the ones who are literally telling lies. Look, we've given so many red flags about this whole scamdemic. The liability immunity for Big Pharma, not releasing data for 75 years, the 99% recovery rate for COVID, with two comorbidities, the hospitals and doctors getting paid large sums of money for COVID diagnosis, which was not even real, what they've done with remdesivir, the COVID death certificates, they're getting paid for that, the cover-ups, all the censorship of facts, the immune system crashing, the deaths, the definition changes, the vaccine changes definition. Look how these people demonize ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Look at all these doctors and scientists who spoke up, who got fired. The government classifying so many deaths as COVID when it was totally not true. Illegal mandating, this is against the Nuremberg Code, it's against the HIPAA regulations, it's against the Geneva Convention, it's against the Hippocratic Oath. Across the board, it's illegal. There was no valid COVID test, the PCR test, the antibody test. They even admitted the PCR test was fraud, and they still use it, people. This emergency authorization, nothing's approved. The graphene oxide proof for so long, people. When you hear Congress being exempt from jab and liability, Big Pharma being exempt, the CDC and the FDA, the White House, the U.S. Postal Service, who are paid to rig elections, 80,000 Health and Human Service HHS employees, 6 million illegal, unvetted immigrants, mostly military-age men, don't have to take it? Isn't that a red flag? Isn't that a clue? We've mentioned all these. How about all these Chinese exchange students, up to 8 million? People, when they give exemptions and they're not practicing what they preach, it's a scam. A scam. No one's doing their job. We'll be right back, and I'll try to rip out as many articles as I can before we're done. We appreciate you being here, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class USA prepares plans to be live on Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday. Rich, back to you.
Okay, Vince, I just want to let you know my phone might be dying, so if that happens, you can take the last few seconds. And again, I appreciate you allow me to exercise my First Amendment rights. My job is to wake up as many people as possible. Back to healthcare. FTX was heavy into funding vaccine research, biotech engineering, and other globalist depopulation agendas. You got it. Please hear me. These are published articles in the public domain. As food inflation skyrockets, Biden's White House targets poor blacks by offering $20 in food credit. You can't even make this stuff up. Here's 20 murder. Next. Group of vaccine data cover up. Pardon me. Of vaccine data begins European data purged from VAERS system. Next. National Library of Medicine claims anti-vaxxers are causing the vaccinated to have heart problems by stressing them out by talking about the vaccines. Do you remember all the hundreds of BS they've said about deaths or increased heart attacks because of this? Do you remember the one article said people who were at stadiums who were having heart attacks, they were having heart attacks because of the whistle blown by the referees? You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's all fraud. Aussie physician analyzes contents of COVID jabs, finds graphene oxide, and self-assembling nanocircuits. Next, CVS Walgreens to pay $13.8 billion to resolve opioid lawsuits. These are the same pharmacies who said no ivermectin, no hydroxychloroquine. Do you remember that, folks? Next, doctors dispute California law authorizing state medical boards to revoke licenses of those challenging COVID-19 vaccines. So basically, doctors can't practice medicine unless the state tells them what narrative to say. Does that sound like America to you, folks? Next, the toddler who was the poster boy for the vaccine campaign has just died suddenly. Yeah, I know it sounds like I'm making up these articles, but I'm not. Next, academia is dead. The leading medical journal, peer-reviewed, pro-vaccine study listed vaccinated people with a previous infection as fully vaccinated. It's a scam. No one's doing their job. Next, shocking trove of HHS records reveal most aggressive vaccine propaganda ever. Screenwriters, comedians, church leaders. I've mentioned this on the air where televangelists, the biggest Christian who have jets and make a ton of money, were pushing the vaccine. You have to do your own reading and research, folks, because too many people, there's no more experts, there's no more official authorities. They psychologically profile people to be leaders who are willing to sell out their country and humanity. Next, biotech analyst Karen unveils patents and documents describing the COVID vaccine, 5G link, and biosynthetic AI nanotech. Look, I talked about that from that October 25th interview on USAWatchdog.com. Everybody in the world should be looking at that. Go back a month and listen to Karen Kingston. It's going to blow you away. People need to wake up. USDA wants you to register your vegetable garden in the national database. You see what's happening here, folks? Next, babies are dying after drinking breast milk from vaccinated mothers. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admits her agency made critical mistakes regarding COVID vaccines. You see how they give a general statement to say they were kind of wrong? They should be, including Rochelle Walensky, should be arrested for murder. Next, investigative journalist says Planned Parenthood is selling aborted baby tissue to communist China in order to develop bioweapons. Are you awake yet, people? Next, Italy peer-reviewed studies find metal-like objects in 94% of individuals with reported mRNA vaccine side effects. Are you hearing me? Next, Boston University doctors create new COVID variant that kills 80% kill rate. You know what the title to this article is? Arrest them now. Vince, we have a few seconds. Look, if this was happening 30 years ago and I mentioned these articles on the air, would you have had me on your radio show 70 years? This is what's happening. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Rich, I believe we'd be reading in the newspaper of people swinging from trees, from short ropes.
Well, I hope that the citizenry, look, everybody's bought and paid for in blackmail. The citizens are going to have to do what they need to do and have trials, whether they be on the street, and do what they need to do, because this has gone way out of hand. There's nothing in history of humanity that has murdered this many people. It's appalling.
Rich, you're talking about blackmail? There's a book that I just read a little bit about, an article about it last night, that Jeffrey Epstein was planning to use the pictures that were all over his house of Prince Andrew and young girls, and he was planning to blackmail the Queen, allegedly. How about that? That's what you're talking about, those kinds of things. That's how he made his money, allegedly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.